Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman, and I'm thrilled that you are part of this program. To mark the completion of Sifrei Nevi'im, we are creating a Siyum scroll, an online place to recognize your accomplishment, as well as hosting several live events. Please check out the details at ou.org/women/Siyum. Again, ou.org/women/Siyum. Mazel tov on this meaningful accomplishment and much continued hatzlacha on your future learning. Please consider donating to support this valuable programming at ou.org/women/donate. And now to today's perek.
Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi Initiative. Today we will be studying Zecharia Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. In the last parak that we learned together, that of Parak Yud Aleph, chapter 11, we learned via the mushal of the ro'eh, the shepherd, that the Jewish nation, because of their misdeeds, would not merit the fulfillment of the beautiful prophecies brought earlier. Instead, the destruction of the second temple would await them. As Pasuk Vav says, Ki lo achmol od al yoshvei ha'aretz, I will not have mercy on the people of the land. In Perek Yud Bet, chapter 12, the Navi assures the people that there will definitely come a time that all the beautiful promises will occur in the future, even if the second temple does fall. He premises his description of how this will transpire by saying in Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Masa Dvar Hashem al Yisrael Ne'um Hashem, the prophecy of the word of Hashem concerning Yisrael. Nate Shamayim v'yoseid aretz, the word of Hashem who stretches out the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth. V'ruach adam b'kirbo, and who fashions the spirit of the man within him. The Radak says, the Navi begins this way to show that Hashem is in total control of the world. Since he created heavens and earth, he can uproot whoever he wishes and reestablish whoever he wishes. As the creator of man, he can then redeem them from their exile. The Abarbanel understands the upcoming retribution that the Goyim will experience in another way, by emphasizing in Pasuk Aleph that Hashem, quote, Yotzer Ruach Adam b'kirbo, that he fashions man's spirit in him, we're being taught, the Mabim says, and I quote, She Hatachlit ha'amiti ha'atzmi bigula ha'atida, the real goal in the ultimate redemption, hu lahashlim et hamin ha'enoshi bichlaluta, is bringing all humanity to its completion, to understanding of Hashem's greatness. The nations of the world in their lands deny the truth of Hashem, and these truths Ne'ederet b'fihem uvelibotam, are missing in their mouths and their hearts. And so, Yivra Hashem chadash ba'aretz, Hashem will create something new in the land. Lahavi milchama bein ha'amim, ulahakotam makara ba al roa ma'asehem v'munatehem, to bring wars between the nations, and they will be hit a great fall, al roa ma'aseim, because of their bad deeds and their beliefs. Kedei shemitoch hanisim v'haniflaot she'yaseh baseh hakel yisbarach. And so, through these great miracles that Hashem will do, yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei tevel b'amitat elokuto, all the people of the entire world will see and recognize the truth that is God's. And where will the seat of this war be? Pasuk Beis, the second verse. Hine anochi sam et Yerushalayim, and I will make Yerushalayim sof saf ra'al l'chol ha'amim saviv. I will make a cup of poison to be given to all of the nations around. Yerushalayim will be like a cup of poison to the enemies who put siege on her. Just like those that drink poison will die, so to all the legions who war with Yerushalayim will be destroyed. The Radak identifies these people as the armies of Gog and Magog, the great wars described by Yechezkel that precede the coming of the Mashiach. They think that once they capture Yerushalayim, the rest of the land will fall to them easily. The Baalbim identifies the warriors as the Edomites, who destroyed the Second Temple and who tried to grab control of Yerushalayim from Yishmael, the Arabs. Pasuk Bet adds, sadly, that Yehuda will be amongst those who put siege upon Yerushalayim also. V'gam al Yehudayiya b'matzor al Yerushalayim. How is that possible? The Radak explains that as Gog and Magog begin their journey to Yerushalayim in order to capture her, they will come by cities of Yehuda, and they will force them to join their armies in the goal of subduing Yerushalayim. The prophet assures us that just like Yerushalayim will be like a poisoned cup of death to the attackers, so too, Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, V'haya b'yom hahu, asim et Yerushalayim, and on that day I will make Yerushalayim, Hashem says, Evan ma'amasa l'chol ha'amim, a burdensome stone to all the nations. Kol omseha sarot yisaretu, all that carry the stone will be lacerated. Yerushalayim is compared to a tremendously heavy stone. Whoever tries to carry and control this stone will struggle and scratch and gash his body. The Maabim adds that the nations will call for help from other nations to capture Yerushalayim, as the person will call for help from others to help carry the stone as he gets hurt. As the pasuk ends, V'ne'esvu aleha kol goyei ha'aretz, all the different nations will gather to her. At this point, the Navi describes the chaos and confusion that will descend upon the nations as they fight one another in their attempt to siege Yerushalayim and capture her. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Bayomahu Nehum Hashem, and on that day, Akeh kol sus batimahon, I will strike every horse with confusion. V'richbo b'shigaon, and its rider with madness. Maabim adds his words, Shekamosha ha-meshugaya said dvarim, just as someone who is mad does things using his imagination and not a rationale, so all those now that gather on Jerusalem will be acting without intelligence and without an orderly process. The Navi makes it clear, however, that the confusion in war will inflict its pain only on the Goyim and not Yehuda that was coerced into joining in on the siege. As it says in the Pasuk, Va'al Beit Yehuda efkach et einai, on the house of Yehuda, Hashem says, I will open my eyes. V'chol sus ha'amim akeh ba'ivaron, but all the horses of the nations will be hit with blindness. These princes of Yehuda, seeing that they are saved from the plague of the madness of the nations battling one another, say in their hearts, Pasuk Hei, verse 5, Amtzali Yoshvei Yerushalayim b'Hashem Tzvakot Eloheihem. The inhabitants in Yerushalayim, the good people of Yerushalayim, are davening to Hashem for our well-being, since they realize we were coerced to be here. They are our source of strength. In verse 6, Pasuk Vav, the Navi describes Alufei Yehuda, the captains of Yehuda, in the siege. They will be compared to Kiyor Eish Ba'etzim, the stove, fire burning wood, Uchlapid Eish Ba'amir, fiery torch burning sheaves, Va'achlu Al Yamin Va'al Smol, and they will consume that to the right of them and on the left of them. Et kol ha'amim saviv, all the nations around. V'yashva Yerushalayim o tachteha b'Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim will sit in its place. The captains of Yehuda will turn on the enemies that had forced them into the siege, to work in the siege, and a great fire will consume them. Yerushalayim, which the enemies wanted to eliminate from being a city, will continue to exist and remain on its original roots, says Yibradak. Pasukhet, verse 8. Bayomahu yagen Hashem ba'ad yoshev Yerushalayim, v'haya hanichshal bahem bayomahu k'David. And on that day Hashem will protect the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. And he that is weak will be like David. When the battle of Gog and Magog reaches the gates of Yerushalayim, the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, the Jews, will go out and fight valiantly like David, all under the protection of Hashem. Pasuk Tet, verse 9. V'shavachti al Beit David v'al yoshvei Yerushalayim ruachain v'tachanunim. And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Yerushalayim a spirit of grace and supplication. Hashem will inspire all his nation to turn towards him in tefillah, in prayer, so they find favor, chen, in his eyes. And then, v'hi bitu elai et kol asher dakaru, they will look towards me, says Hashem, because of those stabbed. V'safdu alav, and they will mourn over him as one mourns over an only child. Chazal tell us that the hint here is to Mashiach ben Yosef, the Mashiach that comes from the house of Yosef, who, we have learned, will die in the wars of Gog and Magog. His death will engender a mass mourning in the Jewish nation. The Maharikra, who lived around the time of Rashi, understands these psukim in a much different manner. And the Jewish nation will turn to Hashem in their sorrow, as they remember all of their brethren who had been hurt, maimed, and killed over the ages by their enemies, be they the enemies who destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash or the second Beit HaMikdash, the Crusaders, the Germans, the list goes on. The Perek ends with no fewer than four psukim describing the intensity and the extent of this mourning by the people. Even at the time of a salvation, the collective memory lives on. Even when we merit to see the fruition of Hashem's promises, we remember the ones who did not live to see it. As the Pasuk said, V'safdu alav, and they will mourn over him. Each and every one is mourned. Thank you for learning together. La'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.